This is CNBC-TV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning and welcome to the CNBC-TV18 Market Podcast. I'm your host, Reema Tendulkar. This morning, the SGX Nifty is suggesting a mildly lower start, a cut of close to about 30 to 40 points. Remember, the Indian market performance was a bit sluggish towards the end of last week. So last week, from Monday to Wednesday, the Nifty soared close to about 4%. Then on Thursday, it gave back about 1.25%. And then on Friday, it lost some more, though it recovered from the day's low. What is concerning the street? One, while the US markets ended in the green and the Nasdaq rebounded with a gain of 1.5%, the strong US jobs report has raised concerns or stoked concerns that will the Fed be more aggressive in its rate tightening, considering that they're more confident about the US economy and the US economy is recovering very well. That is point number one. Secondly, inflationary concerns continue to be top of mind. The focus will be on the US CPI inflation, which will come out on Thursday, but it's expected to be another red hot figure of 7.2%. And look at the way crude prices too have been inching up. So today they are almost at $93 per barrel on Brent crude prices. And thirdly, the FIs continue to sell heavily in the Indian market. On Friday, the FIs sold 2,269 crore in cash. So these are the three principal reasons why we have seen some muted moves in the market. Now, what will be the key levels to track from here on? One, on the way up, we could face resistance around that 17,800 mark. For one, it was the top last week. The markets hit that level and then it retraced lower. It's also coinciding with the 20-day moving average and the 61.8% retracement of the January fall. So this is going to be an important resistance for the markets. On the way down, it will be last week's low of about 17,250. So keep your eye out on these key markers. The FX and the bond markets will be shut today. The RBI policy has also been pushed forward to the 10th of February. A big day of earnings reaction. Let me start with State Bank of India, where it's been a good quarter. Loan growth is up 8.5% year on year. It's up 5.3% quarter on quarter, and the slippages are down to a 25-quarter low. So it's looking good on growth as well as on asset quality. Credit Suisse has put a target price of 640, JP Morgan at 650. Tata Steel too has reported an EBITDA performance better than street expectations, and the net debt reduction continues. So on a quarter-on-quarter basis, net debt has come down by 6,000 crore. Shri Cement, margin miss. For Paytm, revenues are looking good, but the loss continues to widen. So this quarter, the company has reported a loss of 778 crore. That is the bit worry. But considering the stock has fallen so much, we also have Goldman Sachs upgrading the stock to a buy with a target price of 1460, saying the risk reward is attractive. But of course, the widening of the loss is going to be a bit of a worry for the markets. And finally, Godrej Properties. The stock was down 10% on Friday, but there could be a rebound in the stock today because the board has decided not to proceed with the potential investment in DB Realty after the concerning feedback that they've got. And in terms of earnings to watch today, it's going to be NALCO as well as CVS Motors. Well, with that, I'm going to take your leave. Thank you for watching. This podcast was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange. Thank you for listening.